lawmakers obviously had a very challenging session. I mean, you guys were wearing masks and meeting between plexiglass barriers. I'm hoping you can talk about how you think it went.
I mean, it was definitely a strange session. It was 35 days shorter than normal. We killed a lot of our own bills that were priorities because obviously huge cut in the budget. Also a wariness of being in the building for a long time when, you know, there is this pandemic going on and a real shift in priorities. And then like brand new things to figure out, like, do we do remote meetings? How is the public going to participate?
I imagine it's a challenging time to be in leadership. What kept you going through this?
It really was unprecedented. I said that when we were considering expelling a member from the legislature, and I was in charge of that investigation, and thought, wow, I never thought I was going to do this. Well, I never thought I was going to be, you know, leading the legislature through a pandemic and through some pretty serious and important protests. And, you know, I just kept thinking, what do Coloradans want to see happen? And I think they really wanted to see the legislature be adults in the room, get the right things done for Colorado, keep moving forward, you know, have business as usual, but put politics aside. And really, that absolutely informed on a day-to-day basis what I thought we should do.
What do you consider as your greatest accomplishments during your tenure as House Speaker?
I ran a lot of big legislation. I tend to be a policy geek and I dig into the details, and I love that part of the job. But I think the thing that I'm most proud of is having, you know, a House Democratic caucus that is big and strong and supports each other and really is focused on doing what's right for Colorado. And that sounds cliche, but it's absolutely true. I think the culture of the caucus, the culture of the place really matters. And it matters in any business environment, and it matters at the Capitol because it impacts what actually happens for Coloradans. It impacts how you work with the public, work with staff, work with all the stakeholders that are there every day. And that's something I really focus on, and I'm really proud about it.
On the flip side, what are the things that you were hoping to get done that didn't get done this year that you might want to see happen next session?
There was legislation about gun violence that we didn't move forward with. It was so controversial, and the, you know, opportunity for the public and others to participate during this pandemic just was more limited, and we really needed to focus on coronavirus. And so that's something that we didn't move forward with this year that I think absolutely needs to happen next year. There was a lot of legislation focused on driving down healthcare costs. Well, that was hard to do when hospitals, you know, doctors, nurses, everyone, insurance companies are really focused on responding to the pandemic. But that's going to continue to be a priority next year. We had legislation on transparency around pharmaceuticals and their pricing. Again, something that's going to have to be brought up next year is still important, but was controversial, time-consuming, and, you know, really the focus in terms of anything public health or healthcare related was on responding to the coronavirus.
Do you think there's any chance lawmakers will have to return to the Capitol before January?
You know, there have been some surprises over the next few months, and we have to be nimble and responsive. And so, you know, anything could drive us back to the Capitol. But I think what's most likely is if Congress takes action to send money to the state to deal with the pandemic.
Thank you so much for your time, Speaker Becker.
Yeah, absolutely. Take care, Scott.
Casey Becker's term as Colorado Speaker of the House ends when the next session gavels in next January. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.